This is Ed McMahon. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
With Justin Burfield, who is on one of my favorite shows. In fact, I guess it's my favorite new show. My favorite old show was Alan McBeal. My favorite new show, Malcolm in the Middle. And we've already had on his dad on the show, Brian Cranston. And Justin joins us. He plays Reese on the show, which airs Sunday nights at 8:30 on Fox TV. And what a nice spot that is, huh, Justin?
Yeah, it's an awesome spot. Between The Simpsons and X-Files.
Yeah, it's working well for you, huh?
It couldn't be better.
Now, you're what, 13 years old?
14.
Can you imagine? I just can't even imagine being 14 years old and being in one of the hottest series on TV.
It's an experience.
Do you have, like, girlfriends from this situation, or?
Well, I don't have a girlfriend.
No?
Nope.
Do you go to school, or do you get tutored?
I go to school when we're not filming, but when we are filming, there's a tutor on the set.
Yeah. So is it filming time right now?
No, we just filmed 3 episodes, and then I'm going back to school now.
So when you go back, do they treat you like a celebrity, or are you just another kid?
Just another kid.
Well, you think so, or you think people may be jealous?
Well, if people are jealous, they don't show it, but maybe they are, but they don't say anything about it.
So you have the same friends you had a few years ago?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's not like you just started acting. You've been acting since you were like 5, right?
Yeah.
I guess you did, a coffee commercial first?
Yep, Folgers Coffee.
Folgers Coffee. What was your job? What did you do in that commercial?
I was a little kid sitting at a table at school, and I held up 2 figures and said, 2. That's what I did.
That was it?
That was it.
And you were so cute, everybody said, we have to have that kid for our commercial. And you got tons of commercials after that, right?
Yeah, I think I did like 20 or something.
So now what happened to all that money you made from that?
It goes to a bank account.
Like a trust fund?
Yeah, no one can touch it until I'm 18.
Until you're 18. Then when you're 18, it's party time. Are you going to go to college, you think? Or you think you'll just act?
I want to go to college.
Yeah. That's good. Now, it's not like this is your first series either. You were actually Ross on Unhappily Ever After, right?
Right.
That was a cute show as well.
Yeah.
That show was kind of like a little bit of a ripoff of Married with Children.
Well, it was from the same creators and producers.
So. Yeah. It even looked like it was in the same set.
I guess so.
That was a fun show to be on, I would assume, huh?
Yeah, it was great.
But this one, Malcolm in the Middle, looks like a lot of fun even to be there.
It really is fun because like, you're with other kids, so you just have a great time.
How do you get along with Eric and Frankie?
Eric's cool and Frankie's cool. We all do stuff.
Yeah?
Like I just went fishing with Eric a few weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're friendly with his family?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's of Swedish descent, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he's from the best state in the union, you know. He's from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So, of course, he's got to be cool. Because that's, of course, where we're talking to you from right now.
Right.
Yeah. Now, what did you think when you first saw the script for the show?
When I first read the script, I thought it was pretty funny. I didn't know it was going to be that funny. when you're reading the script and you actually do it, it didn't seem as funny.
Yeah.
So you're just like, oh, okay. And then once like you saw the finished cut, it was hilarious.
Yeah, I think when I saw the first episode and watched Brian and Jane with the shaving thing and Jane running around without her top entering the door, it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. And I guess a lot of it is the writing.
Right?
You
definitely
got
the writers.
Pretty good writers,
actors,
right?
The actors don't really do much, but it's the writers. And we don't have funny things to say. Then it won't be funny.
Yeah. Yeah, you and my son have something in common. My son is into karate. You are into Tang Soo Do.
Yep.
And I understand you have a 3rd-degree red belt.
Yeah.
Now, what's after red?
After red, there's like 3 versions of red. There's like 3rd red, 2nd red, and then 1st-degree red.
Yeah.
And then after 1st-degree, it goes to black belt.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, so you're that close, huh?
Well, I quit, though, because I don't have time. The classes are, like, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Usually at work, rather.
Unfortunately, though, you can lose a lot if you're not doing it all the time. Do you practice at all on the set?
No. Nope.
No, you don't have a chance
to? The last time I went to a class was like 5 years ago.
Oh, my. Well, that's gone then. You can kiss the belt goodbye. I know my son is, you know, he goes every week to karate, and I went myself. I have a brown belt, and once you you leave it all, it's kind of gone.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever do any of those splits again. Like pull something.
Yeah. Now, one of the guys who's obviously carrying a lot of this show is Frankie Muniz, who plays Malcolm. How do you guys get along?
Oh, we get along great.
Is there anybody on the set that acts like they're the big star, or is everybody pretty much getting along great?
Everyone's just cool. Mm. No one feels like they hold the show together.
Now, Justin, how did you sign up here? How did Linwood Boomer find you?
Well, I went on like 3 interviews, and after that one, I got it. I went to the first one, which was just for the casting director and Linwood. Then I went on another one that was just for Linwood. And then I went to Network, where there's like everyone from the network, producers, writers, everybody, and all of Regency. That's the big interview right there.
Now, did you have practice with the guys that are in the cast already? Who was already in the cast when you were hired?
I think Frankie was already hired because they waited to hire Reese until after they hired Malcolm.
Yeah. And what about Dewey and some of the other characters?
Dewey was at the interview with me.
Ah, Eric was there with you?
Yeah.
Wow.
We were both sitting there talking then.
Now, Christopher, do you see him as much? Because I know he plays, you know, he's supposed to be at a school somewhere.
I think we do see each other.
Yeah.
Just went paintballing yesterday. And we see each other on the set. Like, he comes later in the day because they shoot the common room stuff, like after house stuff. So I see him, like, as I'm leaving.
Christopher's brother was on my show as well, from That 70s Show.
Cool.
He plays Kelso. Do you watch that show at all?
Actually, no.
Ah. Do you watch TV at all? I mean, you know.
I don't watch much TV at all.
Really?
I don't even watch my own show.
You're kidding.
I don't watch it.
Do you keep copies of it at least on videotape?
Yeah, I do have a copy.
Yeah.
Like a few.
Huh. Now, when you were growing up, you didn't watch that much TV, or was this like more recently?
I don't know. It's like I used to watch a lot of TV, but now I don't watch so much anymore. I don't know why.
Hmm. Wow. That's pretty cool. We're talking with Justin Burfield. He, of course, plays Reese on Malcolm in the Middle on the Fox Network, which is Sunday nights at 8:30, and you can see him every week there. This is going to be a big boost for you. I know you've done some feature films already. Do you expect to do more from this, from the boost that it gives you?
I would like to do some feature films, but I'm not currently booked for any right now. So.
Because I know you did Cowabunga Dad and Hocus Pocus and Three Ninjas, right?
Yeah.
Amongst other films. Do you like movies?
I like movies. They're fun.
Yeah. But you enjoy TV more?
TV is just great because, like, you don't have to worry about usually going out of state. So, like, staying at home, go to the set, back. It's cool.
So you were born and raised in California, huh?
Yeah.
You got the showbiz in you then. It's I guess it comes from the way you lived. Were your parents either one of them performers?
No.
Hmm. Wow. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have an older brother. He's 17.
Is he a performer at all?
He used to.
Ah. Hmm. So maybe you can start a new family business, Justin.
Maybe.
Well, thanks so much for coming on PNP Network. And good luck with the show. Justin Burfield from Malcolm in the Middle, Sunday nights at 8:30 on Vox TV. Take care.